kindly letters from individuals who have addressed more, although you fairly correct concise letters. Are any of those people here, do they stand up?
If you send a letter in about this, stand up.
I'm also going to recognize the chairman of the Osborne Board of Selectmen, Mr. Gillis, who's here. So I'm not sure if he wants to go first or he wants to go next. Cover it up. And I'll loan you the microphone.
Being a chair and you being a chair, you decide, right?
He doesn't need a mic. He doesn't need the mic.
Knows how to project.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I will be brief. I did bring copies of a written statement, which I give to Cynthia. I just wanted to speak to three out of those four criteria that have to do with the public and the economic and environmental impacts and whether this is a project that is under scrutiny. For better or for worse, in the last couple of years, I have gone to my own board and listened to lobster people, fishermen, business people, plain citizens, express their concern and fear of this project. So finally, the Board of Selectmen and Osborne sent letters to the Army Corps of Engineers and saying, look, let's get to the bottom of this and have an environmental impact statement. And the board unanimously approved to send that letter. Once that word got out, Rockport called up and said, would you come and talk to Rockport? So I came to the select board of Rockport, and they sent a similar letter. Then Camden, then Lincolnville, then Northport, then Belfast, then Stockton Springs, then North Haven, then Vinyl Haven, and finally, Ela Home. I went to some of those at their invitation, and the level of discussion, sort of the opposite of what you've heard from the lawyers, I'm not a lawyer, it was fear, concern, uneasiness, and wanting to get engaged in the subject. So when it comes to public scrutiny, there is plenty of it out there. Everybody is concerned. When it comes to economic and environmental impact, the public, the people out there are tremendously concerned. And obviously it's affecting more than one town or one county. So that's Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that's about all I can attest to, is that on an emotional, personal, real life basis, if I may say so, non-lawyerly basis, the people of Maine and people of Penobscot Bay, people of Islesboro are tremendously concerned, and we want as much scrutiny by the appropriate agencies as possible. Let experts come up and battle it out, at least to the point where the public has a chance to feel that their government agencies and representatives are doing their job. Thank you very much.
Both chairs.
Now there's some others here that from the general fund put letters in.
I'd like to speak.
Just a minute. How many of you are there? Half a dozen of you?
Mm-hmm.
Are these people who have actually filed letters? One to whom? You did? Did you file a letter?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I want
to take information from
I'm a Zone D representative. Zone D, we filed a letter. Zone D, District 11, Upper Bay, representative.
But you were represented by council?
No. Representative.
So I think there's a half a dozen of you. Okay, keep it brief and we'll start with you. And remember, stay on the criteria.
Keep it brief.
I promise I am exactly on the criteria. I want to tell you that
We're not allowed to take gifts.
Well, these are not gifts, this is evidence, sir.
We're not taking evidence.
We're not.
Well, I'd like to show you.
I like the jersey, but we're not allowed to take.
I would like to show you that this is what you're gonna be seeing, because this is donated art and graphics work from Tim Summers from Inner Sense in Sears Park.
Okay, now, sorry, I'm gonna do the same thing to you. I want you to go to the criteria. I'm not interested in what we're gonna see for testimony or for.
This is only for public scrutiny, because this is, sir, I want to tell you that there is a lot of people that really care. And for a business owner to donate all of his own things, that shows something to me. Okay? I'd like to leave one with you.
Could you please state your name, so?
Sure, my name is Armandy McFadden, and I live in Frankfurt, Maine.
Could you have the microphone, please?
Are you represented by Ms. Tucker?
No, not in this, in my capacity right now. I live in Frankfurt, Maine. I travel about a half an hour every day to work and back, just like everybody else here. We've all traveled long, long ways to say what we have to say, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. Just like there's four criteria today, I have a hand in four businesses that I help run in the mid-coast of Maine. One being the Whale's Tooth Pub and Restaurant, which I'm here to speak on today. In the Lincolnville Beach area just alone, which is just downriver from where this is, there are four large restaurants. One of being my restaurant, the Whale's Tooth Pub, we have won the number one restaurant in Maine in TripAdvisor in 2013. And I don't know if you know what kind of hard work that takes, but you're talking about affecting one of the number one restaurants in Maine, and we depend on all this tourism, as do everybody in this restaurant. On topic number one, yes, it's gonna affect Islesboro, Searsport, Belfast, Stockton Springs, Northport, Lincolnville, Camden, every single business in every single town surrounding this entire bay is gonna be affected. The food and the seafood that's harvested and is sent throughout all of our state and the world makes it a state problem, and it makes it something that far reaches the United States and out into the world. We send these eels all the way to Japan and China every time they have a typhoon over there. How can it only be just nobody's problem? It's everybody's problem, all right? The people will not come to the mid-coast of Maine and buy our seafood, and they won't come and vacation on our beaches or spend money in our restaurants if these waters are not preserved and pristine. That was decided upon a long time ago, before I was born. You know what I mean? These decisions have already been made long ago. It's directly upriver from many important mid-coast towns. Directly upriver. I mean, I'm talking, I can see, physically see where I work from, where they want to dump this. From these beaches that all these little kids and little people are playing at. The economic impact would be so great to Lincolnville that there's millions of dollars that have been spent protecting this exact area. All right, I've watched my entire life. When I was a kid, I watched everybody dump everything in here, and I've watched the economic change and the movement of people to try and help and adhere to rules, because we know there is lots of them. We're in the center of mid-coast Maine. How could you really come to the conclusion that it won't affect tourism as a whole in Maine? Because it's in the geographic center of Maine where it is proposed to be dumped. That's just, it will affect, I know, exactly in Lincolnville Beach between 145 and 185 families, which live all in and around Lincolnville. I drive from Frankfurt. We have other people that drive from Warren. These are families and towns that are all gonna be affected. And all the people in all these towns. I've got a waitress that drives 57 minutes and comes to work with me. I drive 35. There's a lot that drive just a few minutes, but there's more that drive a little further. So my point to you on the first issue is that yes, absolutely. It's going to affect many, many towns and many, many families and many people, dish people, waitress people, restaurant people, lobster people, everybody, which is the point of these shirts, that it's a universal circle. It all comes full circle for everybody here in this room because you have so many different people that are coming together from all these different fisheries, from the lobster, the clams, the mussels. I own the aquaculture site that is less than 5,000 feet down below where you are proposed, they are proposing to dump this. We've been trying to clean this harbor. There's a natural mussel take down below where these mussels have been cleaning on this aquaculture site. She represents, yes, for the Pemaquid mussels, but not for the aquaculture site itself. I'm speaking on the site. It has now become a viable site to start adding and implementing the sugar kelp that has been approved by the DMR, because we're approved for two different things, mussels and sugar kelp there. We're looking to possibly expand. How could we even think about expanding our business when it's going to get shut down if this goes through? I have been approached by somebody on Islesboro to add and build a sugar kelp. How could we even think about doing that? That's going to go to future business. My son Joseph McFadden has one of the 4 or 5 student lobster licenses for this zone and fishes in this harbor right here. That economic impact for him and his children and his family is going to go far reaching if these people don't come here to Maine. On number two, yes, absolutely, it will. I remember, like I was saying ago, when I was a child, the towns stood up together. All these towns came before. When I was a kid, I remember, I was only just a few years old, you know, we had big meetings and everything. A lot of it, I didn't understand. They all came together back in the early 1980s when I was young. I was born in 1980. And they said, no, we can't do this. And they did it back in the 60s, too. I remember my grandparents telling me. My family is one of the 4 founding families of Belfast, and I watched this town grow up. My kids are here, and I stayed here. I chose to stay here because of this water. I help run 4 businesses, 4 of them. That's just my family that's going to be affected. There are so many other people and businesses that depend on me and my family, as well as all the other people in this room. Number three, yes, there are, like I was saying, there's over 385 people that I counted just off the top of my head that are affected that are not here today and can't be here. All these people, we have to run these businesses. These restaurants are open right now. These fishermen are out here. I brought one with me that would like to speak, but he's sitting here waiting for all these people so that he can go with my son and put the 90 traps that are sitting on his boat. It's not fair for all these people constantly to do this. I am representing all these other restaurant people in this area that cannot be here. It is unfair to not have them heard, I believe, and for you to think that they're not going to be affected, because every single person and every child of that person is going to be affected. I am also here to tell you that they will all be standing up when it is necessary if this continues any further. They are all aware that we're here. They're ready. You are guaranteed public scrutiny. You are guaranteed. It's a definite guarantee. There is not going to ever become a day in this town where there will not be public scrutiny over this. Unfortunately, it's an important area that needs to be, it's not unfortunate, but it's an important area that needs to be taken care of. On the last one, on the fourth, yeah, all of the maps, I want you to just really take a look and realize every single map that's been given to you by the Army Corps, by all these people in these applications, they have not included what is directly downriver and down below. My aquaculture site is just down below this. Why hasn't any of this, or Lincolnville Beach, or Camden, or any of this been even publicized or even said or spoken about? You have to figure, you're looking at a very small little piece, but see, downriver, it's gonna go real quick. We all know what 7 miles an hour guaranteed current's gonna do. So you need to look below what's just a few miles below. Guess what? That's the heart of Mid-Coast Maine, Lincolnville and Camden. You know, That's where the tourists come. That's where we make all of our money, to survive in the winter. You're going to take all of our survival skills away here in the Penobscot Bay region. I can't stay and listen to everybody else today. I wish I could. I'm glad that I could be heard. I thank you. Thanks for listening to me. I want you to know there's huge public support for what you're trying to do as far as maintaining and the harbor and taking care of it. And we know you're doing a good job. I mean, that's what you guys have to do. But there's a safe way of doing this.
You don't misunderstand, there's no application.
I understand there's not, but the whole fact of it is I've been spending a year and a half of my time now fighting this already. So if there's no application, what have I been fighting for a year and a half? I started the Barbara Blumaris a year and a half ago, did not even realize that our aquaculture site or our rafts, our pemmican mussel rafts, existed. And when we first brought this up a year and a half ago, and they're refusing to even accept that their one aquaculture site in the harbor is right next to where they want to dump this. I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable. If somebody gets sick off these mussels because of this, that's just wrong.
What the chair is saying is the merits of the application are not before the board at this time. It's just a question of who's going to impact and who gets to make the decision.
The decision today is who's going to review it.
Well, who's going to review it?
Or the commission makes the decision on it? Or the
Come on.
Well, I believe everybody's been going, like me, to all these different things. We keep getting told we have to go and speak if we want to be heard. So I keep showing up. And I'll keep doing it, but I just want you to know that there's 400 or 500 other people, at least, that would be here with me if they could.
Well, regardless of whether the board takes jurisdiction or the commissioner takes jurisdiction, there will be a hearing on the merits.
We're all begging you as a whole to take jurisdiction and stop this now, because it doesn't have to go any further. Well, however you're going to work it, we're asking you to do it.